anyway, I went back there, and I was, you know, I was on the air. It was like 7 o'clock at night, you know, well, in the evening, in the summertime, you know, still daylight around here. And I went back there, and they were arguing. And you get small-time politics in it, you know. You get, you know, this man coaching a team, and he, you know, lets all the big ones play. Anyways, what it amounted to was they had like 12 or 13 boys that they didn't have a team for. And I walked through, fixed a cup of coffee or something, you know, and said hello to everybody, and I just picked this up. And I said, hey, golly, you know, it wasn't any of my business, but I'm bad about stepping in anyway, and, you know, trying to help or getting in the way one. So I said, what's the problem? They said, well, we got all these boys over here, we don't have a ball team for them, we're just trying to figure it out, you know, and they were all taking a smoke break and scratching their head. And I got to looking at their list, and what they were doing was, all of the guys that were pros from Dover, you know, I mean, all the guys that knew how to play baseball and run your socks off playing baseball had done been picked. All right, these little dudes that had had a glove, you know, since their birthday, and that's all, and didn't have room to play, or, you know, their daddy didn't care enough to teach them how to play, you know, just anything. They just didn't know how to play baseball. Nobody wanted them. And, man, I got just like a cobra, just like a moccasin. You know what a moccasin does? You can smell them whenever you make them mad. A cottonmouth moccasin. You can walk through some of these hollers out here, these valleys, if you want to call them that, and you know when you done stirred up a bunch of moccasins because you can smell them. And them suckers will, like that, they'll come get you. That's one of a few snakes. They will come and get you. Well, that's just about the way I got. I bowed up like a hound dog, and I said something equal to, what the hell is this anyway? It's Dixie Youth Baseball, and it's to teach boys how to play and how to cooperate and how to get along with each other and get out of the streets and how to be a man, you know, in little boys' clothes and how to enjoy something even if you lose. I said, it's not to get out there and see who knocked the ball the furthest, necessarily. And they all backed up, you know, I mean, these are guys, you know, 50 years old, you know, they've been smoking a pipe 30 years. And the intellectuals, you know, and they looked at me and they said, well, what do you think we ought to do? I said, hell, make some more teams, man. I said, we ain't got no coach. I said, you ain't asked me. And my boss looked at me and they said, all right, you coach him. I said, all right, by God, I'll coach him and we'll play y'all. And so, you know, I done stuck my neck out and went out and bought like paid $125 membership. Of course, the station took the team, you know, it was WCPC's, you know, team. And we had some little monkeys on there, Marvin, and they couldn't hit a ball, couldn't see a ball, didn't know which end of the bat to hold. But we had the best time. And so I coached that for a year or two, you know, and I didn't get into much of anything else. And then it came along, and somebody nominated me for Outstanding Young Man of the Year, which is, you know, the JCs do that, you know. And I looked good in every category except civic, I guess, you know. At least some people thought that. I mean, after I got the Young Man of the Year award here, and he said, well, for state competition, maybe need a little more civic stuff, you know. So I joined the JCs, kind of, you know, kind of that. But I never really was happy with them. And kind of got, I guess you'd say, disgruntled with them because, you know, around here, most of us at the station are workhorses, and everybody knows they can come out here and, you know, we can get together and get everything done. And they'd come up with stuff like, you know, the honey sundae, which they sell, you know, like honey or jam or jelly or something, and they take all the money and give it to the Mississippi Rehabilitation for the Blind or something like this. So, well, I'll be damned. Electricity off in the radio station. Anyway, so the president of the local JCs had been to a district meeting or something, you know, and got about half tight and said, we'll sell 150 cases of that stuff. Y'all will send us 150 cases. So, anyway, I had volunteered, or they'd volunteered me or something, to be chairman of Honey Sunday, which is what they called it. And then I found out, maybe it was 75 cases. And they'd never sold more than 10 or 12 cases. I mean, 24 jars of jelly to the case, you know. And so what happened was, there we were with like 75 cases of grape jelly, I believe it was. And these little mugs, you know, it's like a buck and a half a jug, man. God, you know, you could go to the grocery store and buy five of them for that. And so, yeah, so there we were, you know, we just had, you know, pickup loads of that stuff, and I